Perek Yod Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. We are going from inyan to inyan, topic to topic, of the various malachos of Shabbos, the 39 malachos. And now we're going to begin Muktzah. The truth is, the Kahati brings a beautiful hakdama, a beautiful introduction to Muktzah. Most of it, or all of it, we actually touched upon in the very, very first introduction to the Masechta. So you could either listen to it over there, or you could, you know, go over it in the Kahati. He brings down this beautiful introduction to various different concepts that we'll be learning about. Okay. Mishnah Aleph. Kol HaKelim Nitalin B'Shabbos V'Dalso Sein Imahen. What that means is that any kind of utensil that you can use on Shabbos, you can use the doors of the utensil as well. So what does that mean? So the Kahati explains as follows. Kolaymar, as if to say, Kol HaKelim Sheishlam Dalso, any kind of utensil that has a door, a aron, a closet, argaz, a chest, Shemishtamshim Behem L'Dvarim Mutam B'Shabbos, and you use this chest or this closet for permissible matters. You put your clothing in it, you put your books in it. So the doors are permitted to use them on Shabbos as well. The doors are not Muktzah. Af al pi shenisparku b'Shabbos, even though they were removed from the base. So you have this closet and the doors popped off. Or you have this chest and the doors popped off. And the Gemara explains that even though it was nisparku to tell him kolaymar, it means like this: Af al pi shenisparku hadalsos, even though the doors came off of the chest or of the closet before Shabbos. Before Shabbos was off. And now when Shabbos comes in, they weren't attached. They're just lying on the ground. So maybe I think, hey, they have no use. They're not attached. Before Shabbos, they're lying on the ground. Maybe they're Muktzah. No. Comes along the Mishnah to tell me that they're not Muktzah and they're permitted to use them on Shabbos. Because once you can use the actual utensil, the actual chest, you can use the doors also, even though they can be disconnected and lying on the floor. She'enin domin, because the Mishnah says they're not compared, these types of doors, l'dosos habayis, that are doors of a house. Because doors of a house, l'vi she'enim in amucha, and if you have doors of a house, they're not meant for usage, meaning like this, a house is attached to the ground. The doors are attached to the house. The Kahati explains, dosos habayis, enim in amucha, l'taltel, doors of a house are not prepared for actual use. You don't use these doors for anything other than opening the house and closing the house. They're attached to the house, which is attached to the ground. Therefore, they're deemed a muktzah. If they were detached from the house, they have no usage, and they're muktzah. Whether they're detached before Shabbos or on Shabbos, they're muktzah. Whereas doors of a utensil, doors of a utensil, they're used more for the utensil, and they're batel, they're null regarding the utensil. So therefore, doors of utensil, you could use it just like regular, just like the utensil itself. In our case, a chest or a closet. Whereas doors of a house would be muktzah if they're disconnected. Now, one might ask, what's the difference? You know, they both do have usage, you know, even when they're disconnected. So what's the big significant difference between, you know, a chest and a house? And the truth is, I don't really know. But apparently they're drawing a distinction between a house being more set, being more attached to the ground, to doors of a closet that we're not talking about. You know, these closets are like movable closets, and there's more of a leniency. Okay. Moving right along to Mishnah Beis. So this is the famous concept of using a kli shemlach l'iser, the tzarech gufa mekayma, using a item that normally would be muktzah on Shabbos for some kind of, you know, hetzedaka use, like taking a hammer and opening up your walnuts. Even though a hammer is muktzah, right, you bang nails with it, but if you're using it to open up your walnuts, then it's permitted. So let's see. Nodel adam cornice. A person can take a cornice, a patish, a hammer, to crack open the walnuts. He has no other, you know, walnut cracker available. Of course, if he has a walnut cracker, he should use that. But we're talking about he doesn't have it. So he's allowed to take the hammer because you're using it for a permissible usage. Vikordam, an axe. You can take an axe that normally you'd be chopping wood with. In those days, they had these big, thick, round cakes of figs. They'd have to cut it up. So they could use a woodsman axe to chop up this cake of figs. Megera is some kind of scraper. They could use that ligur ba'asagvina to scrape the cheese in order to cut it up into nice slices so it doesn't crumble. Magrefa, another kind of shovel. Ligrof ba'asagrogos to shovel up the dried figs from the barrels. They'd be stocked up in these barrels. They took these big shovels and they plucked them and they would, dig them out of the barrels. Esareches. Reches is a hoe. Vesa mazleg or a pitchfork. You could use these items. Loses alev lekatan to put on it for a minor. What does that mean? So it means like this. Let's just say you have a kid on Shabbos who, his hands are tame, he didn't wash his hands, and then you have food which is truma, which is tar, and you don't want the kid to make the truma into tuma. So you could take the food with like a hoe or a pitchfork and then put it before the katan so that he doesn't touch it with his hands. So that's, just another example of the usage of these items. But the point here is that you're using these items that normally be prohibited, farming tools, hammers, axes, you're using them for permitted usages because that's what you need to do, because the usage that you're using it for on Shabbos is a permitted function. Esa kush, vesa karkar. So what is kush and karkar? So let's see over here in the English Gahati, they explain it as follows. Let me bring it up. Okay. Kush is a reed that let's see over here. It's the reed, the staff of the spindle which women spin. So that's what a kush is, some kind of reed. Vesa karkar, karkar is a whorl, whorl. It's a wooden needle with which the weaver presses the warp threads in place so that one thread will not be folded over another. So these items are permitted. Litchov bo, if you needed to, stick it into your food and, stick it into your pineapple and you want to feed yourself, you can do that on Shabbos so not to get your hands dirty. You want to use like a toothpick almost. So that's permitted to use these items. Even though they're normally used for sewing and weaving, here you can use it because you're using it for hetadika use, for permissible usage. Machat shel yad, if you have a hand needle that you would use normally for sewing, you could use it lethal bosa coats in order to remove a splinter that got stuck in your body. It's permissible to remove it on Shabbos. This is all assuming that you're not going to bleed. If you're going to bleed, it's a whole other story. Vishel sakaim, and if you have a needle, like a bigger needle, see, the hand needle is a small one. If you have a big needle they would use to sew with its sacks, that's permitted. Liftoach boasadelas, if you lost your key, you could like pick the lock with this giant needle in order to get into your house or get into the room. So these are, showing us various examples where you have a kli shumachlis, a utensil which normally has a prohibited function on it, and you want to use it for a permissible function, like the various examples that we brought down in the Mishnah, then it's permitted. And of course, you have to know where to draw the line, so it's not just a general rule across the board that you can do anything. So, you got to use your seichel, you got to ask a halachic authority, but this is the concept that we're being introduced to, very, very famous concept in the laws of Muktzah on Shabbos.